You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, number 25, from West by God, Virginia University, linebacker Grant Wiley, 2003 consensus All-American.
What are we doing here?
Number 24,
Grant Wiley,
from West by God, Virginia University, Bruce Irvin, two-time All-American, Big East sack leader. Number 23, Kalijah Cansey, All-American, ACC DPOY.
Man, seems
number 22.
I'll let you get there in a second, but that seems very low for him. Continue.
So real quick, every single guy on the list felt low to me. I mean, honestly, every single guy.
Really? Because I think if I had made this list, I would have never even thought about Grant Wiley. Donnie, you? Did Grant Wiley enter your head when you were thinking about a hypothetical prospective list of the best college football players from these three local universities?
I can't say he did, but I guess Adam would be able to dive deeper into the WVU category.
Donnie, what color is Grant Wiley?
I don't know who the guy is.
Would you like to take a stab at what skin color he is?
White.
Correct?
I felt like callous there. Jesus, what are you doing to me?
All right, 22.
So, real quick, the reason why he was included is because there's a couple of other linebackers, and his resume was right there with theirs.
Okay.
Anyhow, 22. This felt low as well. Tyler Warren, Mackey Award winner, 7th in Heisman voting.
Okay.
Number 21, and here we got a problem. Here, this is it right here. Number 21, LeSean McCoy.
What? Oh my God! There's no way. There's 20 football players better than him. I refuse to believe that.
Probably not better than him. Resumes, though.
Yeah, we're not talking about what they did in the NFL. We're talking about their college careers.
Correct. Oh, yeah. This has nothing to do with the NFL. But even the collegiate resume, just 2 years, never led the Big East in rushing, never led the Big East in touchdowns. And the next guy's better. Larry Johnson, Walter Camp, player of the year. So that's 25 through 20 right there.
You know what? I'm going to say something controversial for our Pitt fans. Donnie, I don't have a problem with Larry Johnson being ranked ahead of Shady McCoy.
I would probably just have both of them higher.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the rest of the list looks like. 19.
Stedman Bailey. 25 touchdown receptions in one season. Was robbed. Should have won the Biletnikoff. Number 19. Oh, that was 19. Number 18. Jordan Addison. Did win the Biletnikoff.
What?
Number 17. Antonio Bryant. Did win the Biletnikoff. Number 16, All-American, Big East Defensive Player of the Year. Donnie, do you know what color Scott McKillop is?
Scott McKillop, yes. I know where he went to high school. He was a Kiski guy. Vandergrift, baby.
And number 15.
Hold on, don't do 15 yet. I would have put both running backs ahead of those receivers.
They all won national awards, except for Stedman Bailey, who in my personal record book has the Biletnikoff.
What year is that?
That would have been 2012.
Okay.
I think it was Marquise Goodwin for USC who won it, and he had 12 touchdown catches. My man doubled his ass up.
All right, 15. What an emphatic
number
point
15.
By you. Yes.
Dan Connor, Chuck Bednarik Award winner.
Okay.
Number 14, James Connor, ACC Player of the Year, 26 touchdowns in 2014, 52 touchdowns overall. He whooped cancer's backside. He was better than Najee Harris in the NFL, though that doesn't matter. I just wanted to get that in there.
I feel like
number
you're the
13.
Only Pitt person. Like, you're not a Pitt person, so I guess that's why this is happening. I don't think anybody from Pitt would put Connor ahead of McCoy.
Well, and Pat Bostic on his list had them. I think there was a significant gap between the two with LeSean.
And you know more about Pitt than he does, so
Connor.
Who's 13?
I'm just going with some resume stuff here. You played 2 years. One guy beat cancer. What are we doing? Number 13, Steve Slayton. All-American. Fourth in the Heisman voting. 50 touchdowns.
And now a chef. Number 12.
Is that true?
Yeah. He's put on some pounds.
Did you know him and Doran were thickest thieves at Houston? Big-time friends. Number 12. Micah Parsons. Number 11, Abdul Carter. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. That's why he gets the nudge above Micah Parsons.
I get it.
Are you ready for the top 10, or do we need to pause for dramatic effect?
No, Donnie, anything you want to weigh in on here? This is Adam Crowley's top 25 Pitt, West Virginia, and Penn State players of the last 25 years. Basically, the best local college football players of the quarter century.
I think going back, I probably would have had the two running backs that he named on the cusp of the 20s. I would have had them more in the teens and closer to Steve Slayton.
10.
If he wants to have Steve Slayton ahead of them, that's fine, but I feel like Johnson and Shady are closer to Slayton than the gap that is here.
10.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Darrell Revis. All Big East, 05-06. One of the greatest individual plays we've ever seen. It happened in a loss, but it was a great play. Number 9. Tavon Austin. Who
wow.
probably should be higher on the list. Eight. The greatest highlight reel in the history of college football. Paul Posluszny, two-time All-American. Seven, Saquon Barkley.
Wait a minute. You've got six guys on this list ahead of Saquon Barkley? What are you doing?
So this is where I'm going
to
be lit ablaze. Have you noticed any particular position unit that's been missing?
Yes, and I think that's going to completely cause this whole thing to go to hell in a handbasket immediately. Go.
Number six, Aaron Donald. All-American, ACC DPOY.
What is going on here?
Number five, Larry Fitzgerald. Heisman runner-up, Biletnikoff winner.
Adam,
friend of Ron Cook.
You've made a mockery of this. You just named the three best players, 7, 6, and 5.
Yes, but there's a reason for that, my friend. My dear friend, Pony.
Four.
I value quarterbacks above all else, and I value winning at the quarterback position above all else. So without further ado, the final four. Trace McSorley. Big Ten champion, Fiesta Bowl champion, two great seasons.
This is awful.
Number three, Kenneth Shane Pickett. Third in Heisman Trophy voting, ACC champion, the second greatest quarterback in Pitt history. Number two, Geno Smith, Big East champion. Orange Bowl champion, breaker of hundreds of records, and number one, baby. Number five, but number one in my heart, Patrick White. 3 11 win seasons, 4-0 in bowls, all-time leading quarterback rusher at the time that he walked away from the game, 2 BCS wins. There's the list.
So you value quarterbacks, but you don't have Will Greer on the list? You don't have Sean Clifford on the list?
Sean Clifford doesn't do anything for me. Will Greer...
He won a ton! Like the identical resume as McSorley as a college player.
Did he win the Big Ten?
He did not beat Wisconsin, no. He did not.
There you go. And as for Greer, he was third in Heisman voting, but... He didn't play in a bowl game. He was hurt his first season. He bowed out of the second one against your Syracuse Orange. And so while he was outstanding,
Kenny
and
Pickett bowed out of the bowl game, and you put him third.
Yes, but he won the ACC. Will Greer never won the Big 12.
So by this logic, if we're following Mr. Crowley here, then that means that on your all-time list of Steelers, Bradshaw and Ben have to be 1-2 because they won championships.
Yeah.
You would have to put them ahead of Joe Green. Yes, you'd put Ben Terry Bradshaw ahead of Joe Green.
First of all,
yes,
I love list season.
Yes. And so don't get out of
when you
answering
guys,
that by trying to bring in your love for list season here.
So you guys had Ben ahead of Troy. I think Troy's better compared to his peers at his position than Ben was. I mean, Troy won a defensive player of the year.
Yes.
Ben never got an MVP vote.
Yes.
But I would agree that Ben is the better player because he plays the more important position.
Okay, but here is also a big difference.
And he won two championships.
Yes, but here's also a big difference. Ben was a great player for 18 years. Troy was a great player for, 8 or 9? With this list, all of these guys had basically the same length of career. So there's no opportunity to say, well, Ben, if we're saying good year or bad year, had about 15, and Troy had 6 or 7. He blew him out of the water at the most important position. These guys all played like 3 years each.
Well, and I'm happy
Kenny
to bring
was
that
in school
up
for 10. Go ahead.
And Kenny only had one truly exceptional year. Before that, he was mediocre. He had the Miami win, some other great moments.
So how do you put him third then?
Because he's a quarterback and he won the ACC. They haven't won anything in 40 years, and he won. You got to put him up there. He could have won the Heisman. He was right there.
You're the only person on planet Earth who would put Kenny Pickett ahead of Larry Fitzgerald. You are literally the only one. I don't even think Kenny would do that. I think Kenny would call in and say, hey, Adam, thanks for the love. I can't believe you're now saying nice things about me. No, I was not a better football player at Pitt than Larry Fitzgerald.
So this was the debate, obviously, that Donnie and I had in the back before the show. Because if we're talking about pure talent and we're not factoring in the position, yeah, Larry Fitzgerald was the best player to me on the list. If you don't factor in the position that they played, Aaron Donald would have been two, Saquon would have been three. But I'm happy to bring up the length of career because that's what dropped LeSean McCoy for me. Not that he wasn't outstanding in 2 years. He didn't have the accolades. He didn't play as long as James Conner. He didn't have the accolades that Steve Slayton did. So longevity, the longer we do these lists and the more college football has changed, like guys like Jordan Addison, Pitt people hated that guy a couple of years ago, tampering, and now everyone wants to claim him on their lists, like Pat Bostic put him on his.
Donnie, you want to put your two cents in here? Is it of all the things we've seen this week, I left Heath Miller and Ike off my Steelers list. This is so much worse. This is way more egregious than that.
Yeah, once I got into the building this morning and I saw Adam in the back and he was feverishly working on this list and I could tell he was stressed out. He may even have had some sweat across his brow.
That's because he was working on his ninth zin of the day, which he hadn't told you about.
And he told me where he had the quarterbacks ranked and just said, I have them weighted so much higher than all of the other positions. And I just said, well, I would disagree with that. I would easily put Larry Fitzgerald at number one and just work the quarterbacks in where you see fit because
all right,
if you go into this thing and your number four player is Trace McSorley.
Yes, we're riddling. Go
who's
ahead.
Who's a better college football player? Who's a better college football player, Pat White or Larry Fitzgerald? That's a hell of a question.
Fitz.
I'd say Larry Fitz.
But it's close. Like, that one I do actually think is close.
Pat White, I think, is deserving of, like, a top five, maybe even top three
Adam,
spot. But
you didn't
not...
put Zach Frazier on this list. There's not a single offensive lineman on this
list. I didn't go meet. That was the other thing that I thought Donnie would have a problem with. Do you want me to go through honorable mention, like, really fast? I could do that.
Go ahead.
Noel Devine, Will Greer, Zach Frazier, Dan Moses, Beanie Bishop, Carl Joseph, Nick Kwiatkowski, Ryan Mundy, Wyatt Milam, Tyler Orlowski. Penn State, Tom Mahali, Levi Brown, Sean Lee, Pat Freiermuth, Mike Gesicki, Carl Massive, Michael Robinson, Derek Williams, Pitt, Doran Dickerson, H.B. Blades, Jabal Shield, Deion Lewis, Rod Rutherford, Andy Lee, Tyler Palco, Brian O'Neill.
I didn't even think about
I think Deion Lewis should have made
guys.
The list. I think Deion Lewis should have
Deion
been
Lewis
ahead
is a good
of
pull
Wiley
too.
Or Irvin at the end of this list for sure.
I didn't even think of Tom Mahali.
Deion Lewis's
Sean
numbers
Lee.
Were insane.
Yes. I think you tried to
and
come up with a way to get the West Virginia guys at the top. And the way you did that was, let me weight quarterbacks more, therefore I have a way of putting Geno Smith and Pat White 1-2. That's the real reason why you did it that way.
I did. That's exactly what happened. You have called me on my nonsense, but what I'm left with is Trace McSorley ranked ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
All right. Thank you, Adam. We'll be listening on Monday.
This was fun, guys.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.